All right.
Why do they call you Fluff Fluff?
I used to do a Saturday night program, Nathan, of playing the popular music of the day and sending greetings to parties all over the state. And then when the program finished at 1 o'clock Sunday morning, I'd hop into my car, and I would go to several of these parties and probably get to bed round about 8 o'clock the next night. And I used to wear these old jeans, which were very worn out, and I had a submarine sweater, a white submarine sweater, which was given to me one Christmas as a present. And, of course, these submarine sweaters are full of oil because they are worn by people who work in submarines and have to keep very warm when they're submerged, you see. So, very gradually, this white sweater started to turn a deeper shade of black because it needed washing. And I was terrified to wash it, because I thought if I wash it, we get rid of the oil, so it won't do what it's supposed to do. But in the finish, it got so filthy, I just had to. So I took it to the dry cleaners, got it back, it looked like a sheep. And I went on the air this night with this newly laundered submarine sweater, and did the show, hopped into my car, and chuffed off to the first party of the morning. I walked in the door, and one of the blokes said, "Bloody hell, it's Fluff Freeman." And that's how the name came
about.
And
it's stuck. It's stuck.
And nobody ever calls me Alan anymore. Everybody always calls me Fluff.
Yeah, it's really become
If people call me Alan, I sort of look over my shoulder and think they're talking to somebody else.
What about this? So you've got the nickname. Now the catchphrases. There are three things we associate with you, you know, off the Fluff Freeman. All right, not off. Hello, pop pickers, and of course the sign of the swinging cymbal.
That's right. Well, you see, Nathan, when I first heard British broadcasting, when I first arrived here in the UK, I couldn't wait to turn on the BBC and hear what they were playing, etc. Mm-hmm. And as I turned on the light program, Frank Sinatra was just finishing Come Fly With Me from one of his albums, you see.
Uh-huh.
And the BBC announcer came in and said, "That was Frank Sinatra on a gramophone record singing Come Fly With Me." And I fell off my chair with hysterics. And I thought, well, the guy didn't fly into London to sing one song with the Nelson Riddle Orchestra. Of course he's on a gramophone record. And I thought to myself, it's all a little too gentle. This has got to be livened up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought to myself, who are these people that listen to pop music and eventually determine the top 20s? I thought they pick the pops. They're pop pickers.
Mm.
So I thought rather than sort of saying, hi there, ladies and gentlemen, I'd say, hi there, pop pickers. Which gave them a sort of special domain within within the circle of pop music.
Mm.
You know, they are pop pickers. They pick them. They make the hits. So they are pop pickers. And then the all right bits is an Australianism anyway. It's kind of like if I was there in Cyprus with you and we were going to have a drink, say, at 6 o'clock at night at the pub, and I'd say to you, Nathan, right, Nathan, see you at the pub at 6 o'clock, all right? Right.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of asking the question and then sort of saying, fine, that's good.
Yeah.
All right? Right.
I see.
And then stay bright and all that bit, and I'm not quite sure how the not off bit came along, but it did. And all of a sudden, people kept sort of stopping me in the streets and saying, hello, Fluff, not off.